Welcome to How Can We Help, the advice podcast hosted by two non-professionals.
Non-trusted and non-accredited.
Nons.
We're a couple of nons. We're a couple of non-breads.
Sorry.
Were you about to say non-bread? Because I saw your mouth forming a B. No, you weren't about to say non-bread.
No, I wasn't about to say non-bread. Oh, I just figured out what you mean by non-bread.
Yeah.
The Indian form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it right for you? Because Mark famously criticizes my pronunciation of Asian foods.
Just one. Just when he said banh mi.
Yeah, he was eating a banh mi, and I was like, I had a banh mi today, too. And he was like, excuse me, what did you say?
It was good.
Like, yeah.
It was a good little exchange and a nice little riff for the pod.
It hurt so good. yes, we're here as co-hosts.
We are Mark and Jackie. And as always, we're here with a very special guest. Our guest advisor for the episode is Ben Sosa Wright.
Oh my God.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Jackie.
Isn't
Hello,
it all Mark. Happening so fast?
It's happening so fast. I've been thrown right in.
Yeah. We're on the clock today.
We're on the clock tonight. We aren't usually on the clock. We're usually yammering on and on to the point where we're like, oh shit. And also our guest is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But tonight you guys are obviously more famous than me. You both have shows tonight. You basically are making me feel like I'm retired and put out to pasture because I don't have a show after this.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm very in demand tonight. I have a show at a basketball game.
Oh yeah. You just have a
basketball game. They want me to perform player also.
Oh yeah. Player, comma, also. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm performing I'm sort of headlining. I've got my role is called participant.
High pressure.
My show is also at a basketball game, but I'm opening for the Raptors.
I'm opening for the Raptors.
It's huge.
How much time do you have?
15.
Wow.
I know, but they said I could do 20 if like the crowd is into it, which they probably will be.
If the stadium is into it.
If this whole stadium is into it.
That's literally in a world where comedians were ever asked to open for a sporting event, that's my nightmare.
That would be really bad.
I would say no.
What sport do you think would be like the best audience for live comedy?
Bowl? No. Because bowling doesn't have spectators. But if it was a bowling league, I would like that.
The bowling, honey, that's my demo.
Yeah, that is my demo.
A lesbian bowling league?
Oh my God. Get
me
there.
I love those women already.
Yeah.
Angels on earth. I feel like the scariest for me would probably be hockey.
Oh, yeah. Although, you know what? Because of my small town background and upbringing, I might be able to, I would resonate better with hockey players and hockey fans than I would basketball fans.
Really?
I just think of basketball fans as like more kind of like city slickers.
Yeah, I'm a city slicker, so I guess I'd be basketball.
Yeah, you're a Toronto born and raised city slicker. So intimidating to me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
But here's what I picture you perform at the beginning of a basketball game, people are not paying attention. They're filtering in.
Yeah.
Well, because normally the comedy is really bad. Well, that's because the comedy is normally really bad.
Yeah, that's at the beginning of a basketball game.
That's true, because nobody's punched up the anthems.
Exactly. They're trying something new with me. I'm going to do new material.
You would do such a funny new material anthem, Ben. what would be your funny spin on the Canadian anthem? Or even the American, if you were so asked.
I don't know. Me and my friends always like to change song lyrics to being about like preying for like a party.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for the American national anthem, it would be like, oh, Saint, can you pree at my friend Nicholas?
Oh, that would be such a place for a pre.
And it's a good way.
It would be cool to watch you assassinated at a sporting event. Like,
can I be real? As I was singing the national anthem, do you know what I had a visceral moment where I became this person that I'm about to name?
Uh-huh.
The little boy who sings the national anthem in Dark Knight Rises.
Sorry, I don't want to derail, but Mark, when we first got here tonight, you said that you were like gasping to ask Ben an interesting question.
Oh yeah.
So on the way on the walk down here, Ben and I ran into each other, and while I was chomp chomp chomping on my banh mi sandwich.
Yeah.
Were you actually?
Yes.
He actually was.
Ben was
I was shocked, Jackie, when you brought up how you mispronounced banh mi. I was like, wait till she hears what Mark has.
Yeah, because so now we're obviously seeing a pattern with him.
Yeah, it's entrapment.
That I like them and know what they're called. The devil's pattern.
Sorry, but when he like was like, what did you say? It's actually a banh mi. I'm like, okay, sorry. Like, I only speak English. And imagine I knew like every pronunciation of every every language of like, it's like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, how do you expect me to?
I don't know.
Sorry, go on. You're munching and crunching on your banh mi. Carrots, cilantro, cucumber.
Oh, it's all going on. And tofu. And with a spicy option.
Not a pork belly?
Nope.
Not a pork belly. Not a lemongrass chicken. Nope. Mark. No.
But then Ben starts telling me about how he's going to the gym right now. I started going to the
gym.
Oh,
good for you.
And then he was talking about like comparing, you know, your body to other bodies in the gym, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then he was telling me about steroid disposal units at the gym.
Yeah.
What?
I was talking a lot. Mark didn't get a word in edgewise.
I was going chomp, chomp, chomp.
And he was like, chomp. And there was crumbs falling too. Cause look, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I eat a lot of them and I'm not allowed to eat them in the truck.
Mark was making a big mess, first of all. Yeah. It was disgusting.
So Ben really blew my mind, first of all, by saying that there's one of those like hazardous...
Like a needle disposal.
Yeah.
Like a bio box.
Yeah, and my mind immediately, instantly went to like, well, surely it's not actually for steroid needles. And then he said, no, you've looked it up.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
There's four steroids.
But like... But they're not legal. But you know what? Do they just know, look, there's no matter what, this is a problem we're dealing with needles in the garbage. We have to put this up.
Well, it was for worker safety because Good Life staff, when they're cleaning the garbage, would get pricked by a needle.
Yeah, they get pricked with a fucking needle.
And who's using it?
Oh, my God.
But roided up men, some of them gay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the Good Life staff was getting all these little pinpricks of roids.
And then they're like, then they can carry 5, 6, 7, 8 garbage bags at once.
Yeah, they're getting superpowers.
They were demanding raises for their troubles.
But then
okay,
I blew Mark's mind further because I told Mark, and Jackie, you probably know this, but Mark as a straight man didn't really know that gyms, for the most part, are gay spaces, gay sexual spaces for gay men.
Oh, are they like, are you fooling around in the bathroom?
A lot of in the sauna. A lot of gay.
But here's where the conversation went. I said, well, my girlfriend's friend, told me that the YMCA on Dovercourt and College, a lot of gay sex happening in the change rooms after hours. And then Ben said, no, all hours, all hours.
All hours.
And
all
it also happens at my gym. And then Ben said, and I've participated.
Well, I mean, why would you? But you know what? I'm really glad you say that you've participated because I just said 2 minutes ago, oh, so you're fooling around in the
You just automatically. Jack was like, oh, yeah, he reeks up a slut.
But I'm sorry, but like, if I was a gay man and this gay goings ons were going on in the bathroom, I'm a gay guy and I would reasonably conclude that I would like gay sex. So, what am I going to not have sex in the sauna?
Absolutely. And it's crazy because some of these men, I think, might not even be out to their friends and families.
Right.
By the vibes they give off. And I think the sauna, that's a space
that lets
everyone kind of go be free, their safe space.
Right.
Yeah. And some gyms gayer than others.
Okay.
The gym I use in Greektown is more so straight, but there's a lot more gay men recently.
Oh, an influx.
It's an influx.
It's going back to the Grecian roots.
Yes. Yeah. It feels very that. And Mark was asking like if people walk in and stuff. And for the most part, no, when I don't think straight men see.
But like walk in. Oh, straight men don't see.
I don't think they see.
Stall or it's in the. Oh, no, it's usually in sauna.
The actual sauna itself or in some gyms.
Ben was basically saying it's like old Peter Pan walking into the Lost Boys situation where there is gay sex going on, but straight men haven't learned to see it.
How do they not use the sauna?
No, they're just not seeing it.
What, because it's there. So steamy?
No, it's not. You're thinking seeing with your eyes, and I'm saying seeing with your heart.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, remember that scene where Peter Pan, where Peter's sitting at the big dinner table
and
with the Lost Boys?
The
colorful, like, mashed potato goo. Mm. And then they're like, so that would be me one day, eventually, now that I'm hip, walking into a sauna and seeing gay men start to, the veil, it comes from my eyes. And I see gay men sucking each other off
they're
in each corner.
Sucking.
And then the gay men behind me say, you're doing it, Mark.
You're doing it?
You're seeing.
I'm there. I'm Tinkerbell.
Yeah. And then a gay man puts his hand on my cheek and says, there you are, Mark.
On your cheek?
But make it butt cheek, instead of face.
Okay, honey, cheek, but make it butt.
But make it butt, girl. Just speaking about that scene in Peter Pan.
Yeah.
This guy I know that's like very small town, very white, very just very like had never experienced like different ethnicities or cultures from a very small town in Nova Scotia. And he said that the first time he moved here and he went to an Indian buffet and it was all so wild to him that he said it looked like from Peter Pan, like their dinner, like all the colorful goo.
He had never had good food before.
Yeah, never. He's like, certainly not
food
good
can
food.
Be other shades of, it doesn't have to be gray and brown. It can be red.
Like blown
and
away.
Yeah. He was like, whoa, psychedelic, man.
Yeah, he's tripping.
He was staring at his hands the whole time. Yeah. That song starts playing. The one
White
that's
Rabbit?
Like, yes. People need to stop putting that song and stuff.
We do have to move this along. Of course. Would you like to give some advice?
Yeah, let's give some advice.
I'm really good at giving advice.
Yeah, because you're so wise.
No, really?
Yes, you are.
Jackie, I feel like I'm not. I feel like I navigate the world with the naivete of a little baby.
Yeah, but the wisest baby of the daycare. Yeah.
Really? Thank you.
Okay. I'm moving into my boyfriend's apartment, and there are things that I want to change and rearrange. How do we achieve this balance of accommodating each other's preferences?
Wow.
Signed, trying my best.
Okay.
Johnny, I keep forgetting to give these fake names.
First, I want the listeners to know that I grabbed my tea for the advice. Oh, so yes. Know that the advice is coming from a place of...
Someone holding tea.
Holding tea, which is arguably...
So
but
wise.
Here's the
so
thing.
Wise.
I saw you spill some of that as you raised it to your mouth.
Did I really?
Yeah, indeed. You have already spilled the tea.
Oh, my God. Mark.
Oh, my God.
He really...
He
Mark really
up
got
on you like that. That's what he does. He sneaks up on you.
That genuinely tickled me. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Thank you. So what do we say to this... What do we say to this person?
I already know my... I know because I think I've done it before. I've never moved into a guy's house that he already lived there. But I know exactly what I would do because I've spent a lot of time at boyfriend's houses that you just... They are not... A straight man is not paying attention.
No.
Little bit by bit.
Yes.
Get rid of things bit by bit, like gradually. And one day they're going to wake up and look around and it's all your shit. It's exactly how you want it to be. It looks great.
Yes.
And they... Have you guys ever read the Twits?
Roald Dahl.
Yeah. So do you remember how we like they and then Mr. and Mrs. Twit were like obviously all these scams and Mr. Twit kept this is such a funny fucking prank. He kept putting like a thin disc of wood on her cane and until she thought she was shrinking because her cane kept going high. It's that. Gradually bit by bit.
I was just talking the other day about how much I hope that Netflix doesn't adapt any more things that I know from childhood, like the Twits. I'm just imagining hot Twits. Hot Gen Z Twits.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to fuck those Twits.
Yeah, like Mr. Twit has to have food all in his beard.
Yeah, we need it. We need true Twits.
Although, you know what? Even if a guy did have food in his beard, I have such bad taste in guys. Sometimes he'd probably still be
You
my
can
type.
Have food in your beard as long as you got drumsticks in your hands. That's the Jackie
oh,
motto.
That is so me. Yeah. If he's behind a kit,
Jackie,
no
we're,
problem.
We're the same. Most of the guys I hook up with are very like awful musician men.
Oh, beautiful. That's
like, horrible men.
But like, but they're good musicians. They're
great.
Awful men.
Fabulous.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Talented.
The better the musician, the more abuse I seem to
yes.
be able to take.
The more talented you are at playing your instrument, the horrible way you can mistreat my time.
Oh, God. And I'll just lay right down for it.
Now, I got to say this to what you said, Jackie, because when I moved in with Carlin...
Did you move into her place?
Well, we moved in together to a neutral zone.
Okay, okay.
But she's got... I will admit this. She's got much better taste than I do.
I believe it.
She's got a background in fine art, and she's cool. I've got a background in not, you know, artistic things or whatever.
Right.
And for the most part, I was cool with her her decoration choices. Although she did want like 8 mannequins in our small apartment.
Oh,
8.
Okay. That is artsier than, like, that's out of my depth in terms of artsiness.
Yeah. She's pushing the boundary.
One mannequin is more than enough.
I don't want any mannequin because I don't want to see it in the nighttime.
Yes. I also agree with that. But then I got, there was one small thing, and I think it wasn't a dispute over this thing itself. I think it just represented the larger dispute over me feeling erased.
Right.
It was like this little kitschy, like 60s, 70s rec room sort of thing, where it was like a lamp, but it looked like a little diorama of like deer in a meadow.
I can see it, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I liked it a lot.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah, but it was not Carlin's taste. No. Carlin's tastes are very different
like
from
more
that.
Minimal than that, I'm guessing.
More minimal and not kitschy.
Yeah.
There was just like a quiet dispute where this ended up getting put in the closet and it hurt my feelings so much for so long.
Was okay, do you still own it?
No, I eventually gave it away to a good home.
Damn. Oh. Okay, whose home?
I don't remember. Someone.
Sounds great.
I feel
sounds,
like
a, yeah.
Sounds like a really good home.
Your best friend.
Carlin said she was taking it to the farm up north, so I have to trust her.
Yeah.
I have to trust that there is a farm.
I'm picturing it running in a meadow.
Yeah.
So your advice stemming from that is that you shouldn't erase the person fully because it hurts their feelings.
Well,
don't put their deer diorama lamp in a closet.
Yeah, nobody puts deer diorama yeah. lamp in the corner.
I will, yeah.
I guess this was the only point I was trying to make, is that you can't paint all straight, not all straight men, is the point I was trying to make. And maybe, okay. and maybe even all straight men are a little more sensitive about this stuff than they're letting on.
Right.
Mark, that's really beautiful.
Oh, the cuckoo clock's
going to tell me I'm right.
Kitsch, we love this cuckoo clock. I love that kind of stuff. I come from a very, a good thing for me is that me and my husband have very similar tastes. Not so much as like we're both kind of crazy in the same way. We're like, we both love the same weird stuff. Uh-huh. So there's very little dispute. And when we're like at Value Village and like we see something, yeah. like we both are like, I love it. There's not a yeah. big, there's hardly any argument at all about that for real.
Yeah.
We just like things with animals on them and
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, is like I love all of the stuff that Carlin puts in our place. It's just periodically I'm like,
where am I?
Too. Like I've come this far. Tell me I have substance.
Yes.
Tell me I'm not nothing.
This is why we need another world war for the men to have. Kind of.
I know. We got to get this out of our system.
We got to get out of your system.
Too much of my self-worth is tied up in this small lamp.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's a small lamp.
My self-worth should be tied up in protecting the nation.
I don't believe it's as small as you're saying it is if it's a whole diorama.
Yeah, it wasn't too
probably
small.
Took up a lot of surface area. Ben, what would you tell this writer?
First of all, keep writing. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. Write every day. I think Mark's point was very beautiful about being that a lot of men, a lot of straight men might put out the idea that, oh, I don't care. You know what I mean? You do you. But yeah. maybe they do. So I'd say maybe have a discussion of like what are your veto items of like these stay with me until the day I die.
Yes.
And then if some of them you really hate, you can maybe have a conversation about that.
But like maybe you put up the lovely paintings that you've collected throughout your life, but then you let him put up that old black and white poster that he got at the college poster sale of absolutely. Two women kissing.
And ew! Well, or you let gross.
Him, or you let him put up a Maple Leafs poster where through the eras it's all represented by chicks kissing in the jerseys of that time.
Oh my God.
As long as you frame it.
Frame it or mount it.
But it was even from an interior design perspective, of which I know a lot.
Oh, you have a background?
I have a background in that my Instagram Discover is full of the stuff.
Oh, wow.
Reels on how to decorate.
Okay.
But I'm joking. I'm really not even that good at it. I know, Jackie, you really were lighting up.
Well, you know I'm gullible and naive, and now you and Mark are both.
It's Mark's influence. If it were just me and you, I would have kept it real. But Mark's bringing out my double
but
side.
But I trust your taste, though.
Thank you. But I think what I was just going to say is that it's good to have a mix of taste in any decor situation. If it's a homogenized look of just like all one person's, you know, favorite paintings, favorite photographs, mm-hmm. then it's like it gets kind of stuffy feeling, you know, it feels like a gallery or like an office.
Yes.
If you have a mix of like band posters, you know, stuff my boyfriend put up and then some of your cute stuff, that creates a cooler vibe, I think.
It could be a good vibe, unless of course that boyfriend has shit taste. Then I'd say in the nighttime, slowly, quietly roll up those posters, don't crinkle them, and take them out to the bin.
And make up lies and rules.
We're very pro lie on this podcast.
Oh, okay. You have to lie. And be good at it too. Uh-huh. You really gotta lie and say stuff like this Leafs poster, the color, it hurts my eyes, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
Triggers a migraine.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything. Blame it on kind of a neurological issue or neurodivergency.
My father's a Canadians fan.
Yes.
And if he found out about this,
he'd kill you.
Like, he'd kill you. Have him over.
I'm doing this to save your life.
Yeah.
Always frame it. I'd say in any spat, in any couple argument, always frame it so that whatever your POV is, it's you're saving their life.
It's protecting. Yes.
It's protecting
their whole actual life. But this is a hard situation because I've never moved into someone else's space before. It is a much trickier situation because also like that is so hard because all their actually that's not true. That's not true. I have moved into a boyfriend's space, but it was such a deeply unhappy relationship that the entire
it didn't feel like a home. So you're not counting it.
It never felt like home, and I never decorated because I was always like. in fight or flight mode.
Yeah, you're like, what was that horrible hostel I stayed
at? So when I look back on videos of Netland from that apartment, videos of my cat, and I look at the background of the apartment, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that looks like a staged home. Like, it looks like a real estate staged home. It's so soulless.
That's true. Oh, I want to know what this reader's taste is, this writer.
Yeah.
Because what if she has, really bad taste and her boyfriend says it's actually gorgeous?
It could be. It could be. We're being sexist by assuming that his is shit and hers is good.
You're also being homophobic by assuming this is a woman who wrote.
Oof.
Sorry. I'm being homophobic?
Yeah, sorry, Ben. You are homophobic right now.
What? Oh, my God.
It's 2022, Ben. Gay men can be homophobic now. Welcome to this is the world you said you wanted. I didn't want it. I was happy with how things were.
Whenever I'm with Mark, I'm always telling him, I want a world where gay men can be homophobic.
He said, I want true equality. True, pure equality.
No, it's true. You're right. This could be a lesbian relationship. And if that's the case, I'd say,
because boyfriend is the one thing we know. It's the one thing this is not is a lesbian relationship.
Well, also, a gay man would never write into a podcast about this. He'd probably like internalize it and he'd probably just... They'd be fighting. Both of them wouldn't even have, they both think their tastes are so good that they wouldn't even be, a discussion. They think my taste is the default taste.
Right.
That's what they think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know.
I like that you've doubled down on this newfound homophobia.
Yeah, that is really, yeah.
I'm the first to say gay people are bad.
I used to live downstairs from a lesbian couple. And I don't know what their taste was or their decor, but there sure was a lot of fighting and screaming and crashing. So I'm assuming that whatever was going on up there, the decor was largely broken. But I'm not saying that's because they're gay. It just was that.
No, lesbians fight a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
I'll say that.
You said it, not me, honey.
I'll say that, yeah.
I can say, yeah, because when...
Anything you guys need said here, you just sort of hint at it and then I'll push it across.
Okay, Mark, I'll give you like a wink with this eye, a wink with that eye, then you say it, reiterate it out loud.
Here's the thing about lesbians.
Yeah, biologically, when something's not meant to work, that kind of comes out in fighting. You know what I mean? Like cosmically, they know we shouldn't be doing this. And that kind of comes out in just little minute moments. And really the macro thing they're fighting about is we shouldn't be doing this.
This shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. I know. This is an abomination.
They're fighting about dishes and really they need a husband. Period.
Well, from my straight woman's perspective, if you have a husband, you won't be any in short supply of any dirty dishes. That was shit.
Let's go. Let's do a take two on that, and then we're out.
Do it again.
Let's just get one for safety, and then we're out.
One for safety? Okay. Well, coming from a cis woman's perspective. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, it's okay.
And quiet on. Yep. And speed. Roll.
Well, I'll say this much. Coming from a straight woman's perspective who's married to a man, if you're straight and married to a man, honey, there'll be no shortage of dirty dishes. One pill
makes you.
Okay, all right.
That wouldn't be a great mashup. That's fantastic.
The Beautiful Rabbit. The Beautiful Rabbit.
You mash up those songs and play for someone tripping on acid, they'll die.
They will pass away. All right, shall we do the next question?
Let's do it.
I know that we're. I think we solved that problem. Yeah, we always solve every question completely and purely and really good.
Next time, can you name them so that I could be like looking at their Instagram?
I wish.
It's all anonymous.
It's all anonymous.
Oh, lame.
It's the worst part about it for us.
But we do encourage you to include your name if you're bold and brave enough.
And your Instagram handle, because I need visual context clues. You know what I mean?
We want as many clues as we can handle.
Yeah.
This is the only advice column or podcast or outlet where we blame you for not providing us with enough context.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot do that.
But, you know, you want a real answer? Give us the goods.
Yeah, give us a big paragraph.
Yeah, big paragraph.
Yeah.
Indent.
Here you go. I tell jokes to my students during my lectures, but they never land.
Oh, no.
How can I get a laugh?
Oh, woof. Okay. Can I say something? It is not your job to be making those children laugh.
No, it's true.
You need to be teaching them on whatever subject that is. If that's your focus, I'm thinking, honey, you're in the wrong line of work.
I'm picturing that these mortified. Are older students. For some reason, I know this person didn't specify, but I feel like these are like adult students.
Well, I would say lecture, yeah. This would
oh,
be
he said
like,
lecture.
He said lecture.
Oh, sorry. Okay, it's,
I'm so upset by this.
Because you come from a teaching background.
No.
Well, comedy background.
Well, I work at a school, yes. But I don't teach.
Oh, I thought you were a teacher.
No.
I don't know why I thought that.
No, I worked at the front desk of a private school.
Oh, yeah.
But I worked with, like, I directed a theater program when I, like, I directed a theater camp when I was in my early 20s.
Right.
But this is, and I was making them laugh, honey. Never had to call into an advice podcast, let's say that. Was natural and effortless for me, and that's what it should be.
Let me just say, I love how much we're shaming our writers.
I'm sorry, today. I don't want to shame.
No, we're not.
And I'm sure I'm sure he makes his friends laugh and the people who choose to be around him socially.
Assuming gender again. Assuming gender.
Oh, a woman would not. A woman would not be doing that. I'm just saying that I would bet my life.
You're right.
I would bet my life today.
Yeah.
That this is not a woman writing it.
I would bet my life too, because if a woman did try and make some jokes and they didn't land, they wouldn't be so, like, in so much turmoil over them that they're seeking out advice about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man's need is a truly pure thing.
It's so robust.
We love a man's need.
We wouldn't be anywhere without a man's need with this podcast.
Yeah. Without a man's need, you don't have a man's seed.
Oh. Ooh.
Look, I don't have any use for a man's seed.
Okay. Barren.
Listen, I'm also barren.
Okay.
I can. You think I can get pregnant? I can't.
Yeah. My girlfriend's barren. Barren children.
That is so insensitive to the B-A-R-O-N
community. The B-A-R-O-N community.
Oh my god. But yeah, don't be making your students laugh.
You don't. Yeah. My advice would be, don't push it. No. Because they can feel it. As a comedian, we know, we can tell them if you're pushing it, and they can feel that desperation off of you for a laugh.
Yeah.
I just feel like, let loose, be yourself, take the pressure off of yourself, and that's when the laughs will come.
This is interesting because I feel like this advice is coming from three comedians that I would describe as obviously needy on stage.
Like, no,
we're three of Toronto's neediest comedians.
I'd say we're
we're loud. Yeah, we're in your face. Our jokes have a grasping quality to them.
Yeah, but Ben, I wouldn't rope Ben in with us that much. He's not as
Mark's
bad as
I would. Mark's worked with me enough to know.
I'm not saying you guys aren't really funny, but I
definitely see that. I see I think we're all we give, like, kind of excited dog, kind of adopted dog energy.
You're right.
A bit of a pick me energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit of a pick me energy. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's good that we're self aware, because we can give advice if we're looking inward and we're being.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I feel like we lash out at the crowd more than Ben does, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, we're like the dogs in the kennel that aren't adopted yet, and they're like, ew, and they're like, ah!
Yeah.
As soon as a person walks away from the cage.
I didn't fucking want to live with you either.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, you like that other dog? I always say, like, if I don't get a laugh about something, like, not always, but sometimes, especially on your show, Mark, and someone else said something similar earlier that got a laugh, I'm always like, well, you liked when so-and-so said this or that.
I think I've seen you do that.
But that does get a laugh, so that makes me feel funny. Good.
I always get mad when a guest gets more applause or approval than I got as the host.
Oh, you better get used to that.
I want it because it's my show. You love to bring it up. I want it all.
Mark will bring up a guest and gas us up, which you should do. And then when we're leaving, we'll be like, so you guys liked him more than me? And I'm like, Mark, you're supposed to facilitate a gorgeous show. Isn't this what you want?
Not what I'm interested in. It's about me. And you're only there to pat it out.
No, I get that. I think, Jack, you're onto something with this professor, and I will treat his question with respect now. If you are hell bent on making them laugh, and that's something you want to do, if your joke bombs, acknowledging it, that's almost will always get a laugh.
You're right.
Is if you're like, well, you guys hated that, then the kids are going to be like, huh, well, you know what we
exactly.
did.
Exactly. Be reflexive.
Yeah. Yes.
Be in the moment, be reflexive, and say, or maybe have some kind of, like, fallback line, like, oh, my students in intro 101 like that one, but I guess something stupid like that.
Yeah, you know what we like as you know what we like is when a joke bombs, and then we say, oh, and let's say the joke is about Jane Austen. He's doing a lecture on Jane Austen.
Okay.
And then it's a joke about, like, Mr. Darcy being a jerk, you know, and then it falls flat. What we love as stand-up comedians is to say, like, oh, what, we got a lot of Mr. Darcy fans here today.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You hit the fans. Yes. We got a lot of blank fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good fallback.
And if this professor is a little bit older, if he utilizes kind of Gen Z speak, if he uses
Which he should.
That'll just get a groan. That'll get a groan and a kind of chuckle of, like, oh, You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we do he's subscribe trying. To the comedic philosophy that any reaction is a good reaction. Yes. Whether it's a laugh, yes. a groan, people walking out, calling the cops right there. Yeah.
People
filing into the room.
Yeah, you being escorted out physically.
People messaging the host of the show you were on saying they didn't like a joke you made.
Yeah, all of those reactions are equal in that they are reactions. Yeah,
they are reaction. Yeah. That's all we're looking for is reaction.
Yeah.
What Gen Z speak could the professor use to like kind of
Chugy.
Get on the level?
Chugy.
That's, no, that's Chugy's old now, Mark.
Chugy's old now.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think cringe is gone too.
Cringe is gone. I mean, and even then I'm sure, this is probably dated as well. But I think they say no cap.
No cap. Oh, yeah.
I don't understand what no cap meant. What did that mean?
No cap. So I'm like.
No lie.
Like no joking?
Yeah, like this podcast recording has been great. No cap.
Like I'm not fucking around. Like I'm telling you the truth.
If you are fucking around, you know what you say?
Cap.
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 Full cap.
Oh, full cap.
But what does cap mean? I don't understand what cap means.
I think capacity.
No capacity?
I think.
No capacity to lie?
I think it's like.
No crap.
Oh, like no cap on that. Like, yeah, like,
I think.
Like it's good. With
oh,
no
Jackie,
limits.
That's probably. Yes, that's it. No cap. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, maybe you could also, as a professor, you could say, like, it's time to talk about Pride and Prejudice. Let's go. Hit him with a let's go.
Okay.
Hit him with a let's go.
Let's go. I don't know. Yeah.
Or maybe you say something like, Mr. Darcy, that's him. He's him.
Oh.
You heard this slang?
No,
he's him.
Heard that.
Oh,
what?
It's very big it's sports. It's very sport. I'm him.
What does it mean?
No, no, Mark, no. Don't listen to what Mark said.
Okay.
Do what I'm about to say and only this.
Okay.
Whatever you're about to teach, whatever subject, whatever historical figure, whatever book, let's just say it's a textbook. You could be like, okay, today we're going to be opening this textbook. All you have to do is be like, this textbook is mother.
Mother.
Oh, you go the other
they
direction.
They will love it. They'll love it.
Is that a new thing?
Drag. It's mother. It's very like, it's like kind of ballroom cultures or like queen. It's very it's kind of like, oh, she's queen, but now it's like, no, she's mother.
And now is this a Gen Z thing or is this a like gay, like drag thing?
It's more Gen Z. It's transcend. Like, I think it started with probably like most stuff, like AFAB Black Gen Z people
who are
younger than us. And now it's trickled to down to the
similarly, right. Similarly, if you're teaching like math, you could be like, okay, let's open up this next chapter. Yes, trigonometry. Yes. Yes, angles.
The thing is, but here's the thing. We're coming, but
angles.
I think that would I think that would get a laugh if he said yes angles.
Yeah, you're right. It would if that didn't get any laugh, that's the crowd's fault.
That's the crowd's fault.
If that yes angles.
Like, yes, Pythagoras.
You know what? We haven't been talking
Pythagoras, yes.
We haven't been talking about the crowd. Because he is working with the audience and they have to do their part too.
Yeah.
Are they drinking? You know what I mean? Are we facilitating a...
How late are these classes?
How late are these classes?
Yeah. Are these classes where they're doing them at a proper university club? Or did you crash at like a chicken restaurant and they didn't know there was going to be a class?
Is this an ambush lecture?
Is this an ambush lecture?
Yeah.
Is this a pay what you can class or have they paid like 20 bucks a head to be there?
Yeah.
Because they might be more inclined to laugh. And learn.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that we've also just got to address.
Okay.
University's environment these days, if we are to believe what we're told, people are a bit more sensitive.
Oh.
Bit more prone
to Seinfeld over here.
Prone to raising a fuss.
Yeah.
If certain things cross, if lines get crossed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we don't know about his material. What is he joking about? It could be like so triggering and bad.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself if you want to be that sort of a professor, like the Sam Kinison or like the a Lenny Bruce type of professor.
Yeah, you're an edgelord professor.
Are you going to be edgy, kind of pushing the line?
No.
Do you want to get arrested at the end of your lectures and then get brought back sort of triumphantly, or do you want to just sort of like play safely within a little sandbox?
I think he should be playing safely within a little sandbox, and there's a lot of room to be had. There's in the prop space. You know what I mean? If he's and even get this, if he's doing stuff with a technical presentation, a Prezi or a smart board presentation, if you will, there's a lot of fun to be had with editing.
Editing is our mother.
See, Margaret's using it now.
Wait, now is
but
mother
not hard
like,
R. Keep it open.
Like it's like mother.
Oh, I do everything with a hard R.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Ben, he's not gonna budge on that.
Yeah, I cannot soften my R's. It makes me feel
so rhotic.
Weak.
Mark.
What?
Nothing.
Just talking about educational props.
Yeah. Yes.
did you guys ever love the pointer in class?
Laser pointer?
No, like in like back old school, stick. Like the wooden pointer stick. Oh. It had this kind of like white sort of plastic end on it. And I don't know. I was kind of like fixated on it. I always wanted to get my hands on the pointer. I wanted to like touch that little end of it. Like, ooh, I love the pointer. I just wanted a pointer. Oof.
Get Jackie a pointer now, first of all.
First of all.
If you're listening to this, run out.
Please. Yeah.
If you need any gift ideas, this will come out after Christmas, but for Christmas 2023, or Jackie's birthday.
But there's no way that these classrooms have a pointer now. There's no way. And I just love the satisfying little click of it on the chalkboard, like the tick, tick of pointing to the chalkboard. Give me it.
Yeah. I heard that was originally going to be what they used in that scene from Jaws, where Quint runs his fingernails down the chalkboard to get everyone's attention.
Just a pointer?
Briefly, it was going to be like tip, 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 and then everyone's going to go,
no. Or what about that Quint. Rake that had all the different pieces of chalk in it to make lines?
Oh, I liked that.
I loved that, too.
Do you know what that is, Ben?
Oh, yes.
But like, Ben, you were in school a lot later than us.
I think this is going to be so polarizing. Yeah, I was in school when smart boards had really kind of...
Stop that.
They had made their... Chalk was not a big part of my life.
Oh, my God. Can I just smart die? Smart
boards. So
whiteboards were like... I think the first smart board I ever met had to have been grade 4 or 5.
I literally am just learning the term smart board right now. Is that a digital whiteboard?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a digital whiteboard. It was gorgeous.
Dig our graves and hurl us in the cold ground.
I'm done.
I love this.
What year were you born?
1996.
Kate.
It went viral on TikTok, me talking about my age.
Did it?
11
million. I'm so old, I didn't see it.
Wow.
I was born in 1987.
No way.
Yes.
So were you watching like 9/11 footage on a smart board?
Yeah. No, I was in grade 1, I think, or SK when that happened.
SK.
So I wasn't, we weren't having smart boards then.
Wow. It was very much like
finger paint.
Right.
I was finger painting the Twin Towers before 9/11.
Imagine
how scared my teacher was. Full of gorgeous burning buildings.
Yeah. And then know where those are right now? Those paintings are at the FBI right now.
They're the FBI.
Yeah.
At the CIA, at the Pentagon.
Yeah, you kept going into your famous preschool fugue states. Yeah. Finger painting crimes to come, and no one believed you.
No one believed me.
When you saw the president being assassinated in the year of our Lord 2023.
Whoa, what, Mark?
Biden! Are you the president being poisoned?
So, yeah, don't try too hard to this professor. Just ease up. The laughs will come. Take into consideration the time and place.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Ask them what makes them laugh. Ask them what they find funny.
Yeah, get them to do a poll at the beginning of the year. Yeah.
One time, this is
a Google form.
Google form. One time I was at the movies and I was behind a couple in line getting popcorn and soda.
Okay.
And I'll never forget what this man said. He was like, yeah, we've been dating for years. This was like right after the pandemic. So maybe this is why. He's like, yeah, I've been dating for like 2 years, but it's our first time seeing a movie together. So I don't know what she wants. And then the woman at the concession stand was like, ask her. Wow. And he was like, yeah. So that's me to this professor. Just like, ask.
Yeah.
But wait, was the girl not with him ordering?
She was there.
Right.
Arm in arm.
Yeah.
And she...
Ask her.
Maybe she liked to play that subservient role.
Yeah.
Like, he picks.
That's so funny you say that, because when I was recently like bartending for a spell of time, I...
You would be so
drove
good
me crazy. I was good, but I...
Hated it.
It's just, I shouldn't be around all that alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed a trend of so many times you'd go up to a guy and a girl sitting there. What can I get for you? And then the girl will only look at the guy and be like, hamina. And then the guy will be like, she'll have this. There needs to be a middleman, like translator. Yeah. Just like, look at me, bitch, and talk to me.
Yeah. It's like, come on, girl.
Yeah.
I'm sort of the opposite. When I would go to a bar and then Carlin would order for me.
Is that true?
Yeah. She'd be like, he'll have 4 mannequins. And I'll be like,
could I get a little
deer diorama? Takes up maybe a bit of space, but it's mine because I matter.
And then she says,
she'd be like, make it 5 mannequins.
If you ask one more time, it'll be 8.
Someone's going to be having 8 mannequins and then driving himself home on his little bike. Do you guys want to do some celebrity advice?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
So, yeah, Ben, have celeb advice.
We do have a wide network of celebrity friends who write in and ask us, they entrust us with their lives, their secrets, their choices.
Well, congratulations, thanks. You two.
Thank it you very
big.
Much.
It's big.
This
so
is very big.
This one's a big one. This one's big and we're very excited. Okay. Dear J&M, I'm so rich. Like, it's messed up how rich I am. But I'm also depressed a bit. You see, my parents were killed in an alley when I was a kid, and I never got over it. And now I go out at night dressed as a big rubber bat, fighting crime because of my parents, I think. Anyway, my enemies are always insisting there's very little difference between me and them. But in my opinion, we're so different. Like, I'm good and they're bad. But am I bad? Yours, Bruce W. P.S. I've recently started worrying that I don't actually look that much like a bat. Like, I've got pointy ears and a cape, but otherwise I just look like a strong rubber man, I think. Should I change my costume or my name or none?
Okay, well, first of all, Bruce, I think we both know when you have your little cape flying around, you look perfectly like a bat, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, if the cape is out, like, if you have a cape, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, because it's kind of anonymous. If you have
it
a
says cape.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So yeah. But know what? Maybe the cape needs to be more veiny, because that's what really impacts me about bats, is that when they spread their wings, they're really translucent. You can see their like little bones and veins in their wings.
Yes.
So maybe have like more transparency to the cape. Yeah. If the cape's too opaque, something might be getting lost.
See, here's what, and we don't know this for sure, but if your costume right now is oriented more towards being sort of weaponized and security focused, maybe oriented a little bit more towards aesthetics. So maybe it's bad for stopping bullets to have a veinier, more translucent cape, but it would look more like a bat.
Sorry, I have to ask, does this cape, from what you guys know, it stops bullets? Is it for real?
I don't know.
Let's quit beating around the bush. We're talking about Batman.
We're talking about Batman.
It doesn't do us any favors.
Grow up, if you're listening.
Grow up.
We're talking about Batman. I'm done being around the bush. I'm done. I'm done protecting people's emotions frankly don't deserve it.
The kid gloves are off.
The kid gloves are off.
Bruce Wayne is Batman. You know that now. Who cares? Yeah. Move on.
Santa Claus isn't real. Bruce Wayne is Batman. Back to the question. I think this man needs to realize that he actually kind of is bad, first of all, because he's, and I not to get political, but he's a billionaire.
Right.
He's protecting the capital of this city.
Okay.
He already upholds the capital by being a billionaire in his day to day. And then at night he's like, well, let's focus on kind of the more petty thieves and beat them up too.
Right.
Look inward, work on yourself, I think.
That's such a good point.
Muay Thai. If he took a Muay Thai class, he wouldn't be wanting to beat up poor people.
Well, who would he be beating up?
The Muay Thai instructor. Consensually? Oh,
I would have loved to beat up my Muay Thai instructor when I was 16 years old and he told me I had the flexibility of a 70-year-old woman.
Is this all real?
Yeah, because I couldn't do my leg up on the like ballet bar. You know that bar?
That
wooden bar that goes along the wall? We had to stretch by putting our heel up on that and I had bad flexibility.
Well, I have a message for your old Muay Thai instructor. Yes. Some 70-year-old women are gorgeous.
I actually met one not too long ago that could touch her toes.
I bet every like Russian woman in her 70s can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell your Muay Thai teacher to go to Russia.
What is Muay Thai? What is it again?
Thailand. It's Thai boxing.
It's Thai boxing. Yeah. Oh, it's Thai boxing.
It's kickboxing.
Yeah. Kickboxing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. Fair play to your instructor. You do probably need to get your legs up if it's kick focused.
Oh, because you need to be kicking so high.
Yes.
So interesting. Okay, I didn't realize we were just sort of blaming the victim on this podcast, but I guess we are.
Oh, I think you did realize that. You're just not used to the victim being yourself.
Yeah, I like to put out in this podcast that sometimes the victim actually is wrong. And sometimes the victim actually was your fault.
You know what?
Some victims wouldn't exist if it wasn't their fault.
Yeah. We're going to normalize blaming the victim on this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to renormalize and we're going to stigmatize blindly siding with the victim.
There are times where like I've been
re-stigmatize blindly siding with the victim. How can we help podcast?
There are times where I've been on like random one night stands or dates with random men where I'm like, if they had killed me, I'm like, yes, it was his fault, but it's like, honey, I did my part too.
Right, like you knew where you were going.
Takes two to tango. Not that anyone, if I don't know if ghosts listen to the podcast, but if any ghost is listening to this and they've been murdered, I'm like, I'm sorry that happened. That's not your fault. But I know if I ever got murdered, it would be 50% my fault.
And that is cool of you to think of ghosts as the only potential victim involved in a murder. The only person sort of negatively affected.
Who else would be? The friends with their friends and family? Honey, news for you. Now you have a gorgeous book to write. Okay. And you're going to make millions.
If you're not capitalizing off your friend or family member's death with a hot selling memoir, that's on you.
I just want to say that I don't think I'll get killed. Well, okay. I do risky behaviors, but like I've really got my head on a swivel out there for killers and kidnappers. Like for example, if you're walking on the sidewalk and then sometimes like a car will, you know how like on these narrow roads, a car will like park kind of with their wheels up on the sidewalk kind of.
Oh yeah.
If I'm ever approaching a car that's parked like that, I am making sure that there's no one in it. Or if I see it park, true. I'll cross the street.
Yeah,
because
that's
like
smart.
That's snatch central.
That is snatch central.
Yeah. Like I really got my head on a swivel about that kind of
snatch
stuff.
Snatch central. Smart. Also the name of my favorite lesbian bar.
Snatch central. Get me there.
Mark's laughing. He loves it.
He loves it.
His knees are twiddling. His shoulders are up to his ears.
He's a twinkle in his eye like I've never seen.
Thousand watt smile.
I love their karaoke night. I love stressing out over what they'll like and what they will not like at all.
I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know if you have been, but I don't think you're allowed to sing at a lesbian bar karaoke. Are you, Mark?
That's the risk.
Mark is lesbian passing. Mark, you could weasel your way on to a lesbian karaoke night down.
Thank you so much.
I was recently asked to bartend at a lesbian karaoke night specifically, and then I got ghosted. I didn't hear back from them, and I was wondering if they thought for some reason that I might be gay because I have a lot of gay friends and gay
lesbian friends.
And then maybe they looked into it and saw that I have like a very quite masculine husband.
She's dating two men stacked on each other. Jackie's partner is very tall.
He's very tall. He's got very broad shoulders.
Wait a minute. He's not a man. He's two men in a trench coat. Two full-grown equal men.
In a trench coat from the Big and Tall store.
Trying to get into a liquor store somehow with a trench coat. Being too tall.
Yeah, way too tall. So anyway, that's I think that I was found out. I wasn't even trying to pretend I was gay.
Yeah.
Because if I was trying to pretend that I was I'm failing by being with a man.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that I didn't know that about Bruce Wayne, about that I didn't consider that he is protecting the interests, the capitalist interests of Gotham.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Give me a ride. Yeah, you're bad. You're bad. I'm sorry, but you're bad. I love when if I see people doing a little steal here and there.
I never say anything.
And in fact, I applaud them. There's this grocery store that I like to go to called Ample Foods on Rogers Road.
Yes.
And they have a gallery of the people that have stolen from them.
Gorgeous. I bet they're all sexy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. They all look like they're doing so well in life, these thieves. They look like they are thriving. Yeah. Not. And I'm like, this is such a horrible vibe. The foyer of this grocery store does not pass the vibe check.
Yeah. I really like the idea that you're comparing. You're basically saying that you think Batman mostly busts shoplifters.
Well, what is he? It's robbers. It's
It's the Joker. Serial killers. It's exclusively.
Let the Joker have that.
Let the Joker.
Come on. Is he doing so well? He has this one thing in his life. He's obviously mentally so unwell.
Yeah.
He has this one thing that's getting him out of bed. In the day, not gonna let him have this.
Yeah, if someone's going through a mental health crisis, let them slice and dice and do riddles with the lives of humans.
Sorry,
is that the
Riddler?
Well,
what was the Riddler's deal? Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson was another Joker.
Jim Carrey
was a Riddler.
I do not like franchises. I don't like franchises. Really? I'm tired of unraveling who's who and who played who. All I know is Uma Thurman was that girl.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah. And Michelle Pfeiffer was the sexiest Catwoman of all time. And actually, the way that Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman makes me feel is that I feel like maybe I do have a little bit of business hosting that karaoke night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Say that.
Yeah, I said it.
Do you know, and you're going to like this because you're attracted to her, they sewed that costume onto her.
Oh, I did hear that.
To me, because she was naked.
They sewed it right on because you could see the stitching. You could see it through the stitching. And like lick it and like drinking the milk. And when she chugged the milk and the milk's coming down her mouth. Yeah. Good night. Good night.
When she falls and then all the cats lick her.
The whole thing speaks to me on so many levels. I'm going home right now and telling my husband, I'm sorry, this is it.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of reckoning at this podcast.
You could be Jackie, you could be bi, you could be bi.
I guess that's true. I can be bi.
You have to choose between your husband or Michelle Pfeiffer from the past.
She's hot now.
In a character.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. Sorry, ageist, patriarchal ageist. Patriarchal ageist.
Patriarchal ageist, Mark.
Fine with it.
She's still hot.
Fine with it.
You want current day Michelle Pfeiffer traipsing about the house in a Catwoman suit, getting licked by cats, milk spilling down her chin.
Yes.
She can't drink properly. She hardly looks different.
She looks real different. I won't stand for this.
Oh my God.
I won't stand for this for 1 second. I'm bringing straight energy to this right now.
Has there ever been more straighter energy than this, Ben?
Than this right now? Than Mark? Absolutely not. This has been, at least that I've seen.
I'm not saying Mark, she doesn't look so good for her age.
You've been so well.
Oh my God, that phrase.
That phrase. Mark, we don't say that phrase anymore.
I don't care.
That phrase is gone.
I don't care. I'm saying it. I'm bringing it back.
Mark was so well behaved, and then I think.
Sorry.
He always does this in the 11th hour. It's to get people to come listening back.
You know what it is? I think he gets excited. He's been having so much fun.
This is the cliffhanger for the episode to see if Jackie's fired me by the next episode. Ben, thank you so much for giving advice with us.
Thank you, Ben. We love having you. You're the best.
Oh, stop. I had the best time of my life.
Where can people find you online?
They could find me at Ben Sosarite on all social media platforms.
Perfect.
I used to have a podcast.
Can people still listen to it?
I guess they could if they'd like.
They it's do all like. There.
You know what? They really could if they wanted
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
What's what it called, Ben?
It's called Nostalgique.
Oh, right. Nostalgique with ABBA.
Yeah,
you were
ABBA
on it, right, John?
No, I wasn't. I think I was asked and I couldn't.
Yeah.
But that was a lovely, wonderful podcast.
Oh, hush.
And I was never asked, and I could.
Mark
so
was
sort of a gift to the Magi.
And this is hilarious.
I know.
If I go
asked.
Into our chat history, the
I'm
first
sure Mark was
our,
asked.
Mark and I's first ever message exchanges were me yeah. asking him to be on the podcast, and then actually very nicely a year later, Mark would probably be like, I "Can't believe I only saw this a year later. I'd love to do it." And then by then, the podcast was done.
Oh, that was a social media like dark like brownout.
It's okay.
Probably.
Yeah, that was you know.
No one was mad.
All right. Well, join us next time and write in. Find the link on my social media at Jackie Pirico and write your anonymous questions because we need them to live.
And on Twitter, we're at
How Can We Help Pod
or podcast. And we'll be elsewhere as well soon.
You'll see.
That okay. was really good, you guys.
Thanks.
Be well.
Be well.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.